You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back, and we're back with my man. Larry's in. Larry is my date for opening game every year at the Marlins game. Larry, make sure you get ready, because we're going to have a blast just like last year.
Oh, I'm pumped up, Jim. I'm ready to go this season.
Oh, we're going to have a great time, Larry, at the ball game. And before we go any further, I made a mistake. I accelerated the grand opening of your Lamborghini store in Broward. I don't want the general contractor to freak out. It's actually Thursday, April 7th that you're opening the store, right?
That is correct. Well, we've been open, you know, under a soft opening type premise, but officially finished, ready to go. And ready to get into action April 7th.
Oh, I'm really psyched because I'm going to see you and Floyd and the rest of the team on April 9th for the Supercar event. Hey, if anybody wants to see what this is all about, you got to go to my Facebook page or look at my Twitter feed. You could see Larry and I standing in front of some of the Lambos. We got the blue one up. I used the blue and the green one, Larry. I got to get better pictures with you and me on the red one and the one that's the graphite. I mean, you've got some beautiful cars up there.
Well, you know, April 9th for Supercar Saturday, we're really going to have some special cars up there, and they won't just be Lamborghinis. I mean, we're talking everything from Ferraris and other exotics to lowriders, tuner vehicles, classic cars, you name it. Right now, we've got over 200 cars that have RSVP'd. We're hoping to get over 300, and it really should be something special. I mean, you've been to some of our car shows before, Jim. I know you have. You see the kind of turnout that we get, and this one... we're really looking to blow up and have a great, great turnout.
Oh, Larry, I'm flipping out. It's going to be absolutely amazing. I'm taking the day off from the office, and I'm taking that whole. I'm spending there for the whole time. I'm coming. I've already invited a couple of the sponsors. The one guy wants the blue car. The other guy wants the green car. They can afford it. I'm bringing them, Larry, because they can look at cars while they're at the Supercar show, can't they?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. We'll have the dealership opened up for everybody to see our shop, which is beautiful and state-of-the-art. We also have some great merchandise. Lamborghini has some great clothing and, you know, everything from coffee mugs, pens, ties, belts, to shirts and jackets. I mean, they've really got a whole line of apparel that's really, really nice.
So it's like a whole culture that you're building up there, isn't it?
Well, that's what we're hoping to do. You know, what we've done with our other stores is we've built a very close-knit community between our customers and our employees. And, you know, this is an even, it's a more different opportunity than I think we've had, being that the supercar community is a smaller community where a lot of people tend to know each other and be very close. And, you know, we want to be a part of it. We want to add something special to that, especially in Broward County, where it doesn't seem like there has been as great of a presence as what we think we can bring.
It really sounds to me like there's a lot of cool action that's going to take place. Let's talk a little bit about, as we head out of the winter and into the spring, tell me a little bit about what's going on at some of the other stores, Larry.
Well, we've got some interesting new cars coming in.
Cool.
Over on the Jaguar side, we've got the Jaguar F-Pace and the Jaguar XE. The F-Pace is Jaguar's first SUV. It's very nicely priced. It's going to start sub $40,000. And, you know, if you haven't had a chance to look at it, you got to look it up, Jim. It really is a beautiful, beautiful SUV.
Is this something?
And then we've got I'm sorry, go ahead.
Is this something Vivian's going to want to date? Is that what I'm hearing?
100%.
Okay. 100%. Well, I know she's listening.
And you know what? This very well may be her next car.
Woo!
This could be the one.
Oh, I see her perking up already over there. I know. Hey, honey, we love you. We're thinking of you on the show. So Larry, what else you got? Because I may need a new car too, you know.
Well, we just had the XF come out, which, Jim, I think is perfect for you. You know, I've been talking to you about that for a while.
Yes, Larry, I'll be there.
We've also got the Jaguar XE, which is a smaller car, competitor to the Infiniti Q50, the BMW 3 Series, the Audi A4. And that's also going to be something that we really expect to turn up the Jaguar brand very much.
Look, I'm really excited. A number of my friends are driving the Jaguars. They're looking absolutely stupendous. You know, I've been brand loyal to Infiniti for almost... 25 years, longer than my wife. No. I've known my wife longer. I've known my wife longer because she used to drive me to get my transmission fixed before I bought an Infiniti, because I bought the Infiniti because it was so god dang dependable. You guys just came along, and I immediately became a member of the family. It was just awesome. awesome. So what other guys, what do you got coming else? We just talked about Jaguar store. What other stores?
So with Infiniti, as you were mentioning, we have the Infiniti Q50s coming in three different engine variations. So we've got a new four-cylinder turbo, a six-cylinder turbo with 300 horsepower, and a 400 horsepower six-cylinder turbo coming for the Q50 as well.
Wow, it sounds awesome. And then how about some of the other nameplates? Anything good coming in on any of them?
Well, we just received a refresh on the QX60 for this model year. We've also got a new car coming in the next few months in the Infiniti QX30. It's a small, compact SUV.
Awesome.
Starting price around $29,000, so somewhere different than we've been able to compete before. We're really excited about that one. And then come summertime, we're going to have the new Infiniti Q60, you know, the coupe that everybody's been waiting on the replacement for a while. So
It sounds really exciting, Lair.
It is exciting. It's beautiful. I'm sure we're going to have some awesome events. We're talking about doing some different driving events around it to get people behind the wheel and experience it. And, I mean, we're really excited about this one. Thankfully, the future looks very bright for the brands that we have. And, I mean, we've even got a convertible coming over on the Land Rover side with the Range Rover Evoque convertible.
Whoa. Maybe I'll get that one for my mom.
There you go.
She needs to get her hair dried every once in a while like that. That'd be a great thing. Now, Lair, I saw on your website that you're moving up to my favorite second home, Gainesville. Tell me what's going on in Hogtown.
So we just had our symbolic groundbreaking. The building is coming out of the ground already. We're going to be opening up our first Audi store in Gainesville, Florida.
Wow, that sounds awesome. And I know friends that are in Gainesville that have Audis. They got to take them to Jacksonville right now, don't they?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you're either going to Jacksonville or you're going to North Orlando. So we're going to be very nicely placed up there. You know, there's a lot of Audi customers in the Gainesville community and the Ocala community. And, you know, we're certainly hoping to take advantage and be a part of that.
So,
and also, you know, what comes with being a part of a new community is the community responsibility. And we want to see how we can contribute and give back to the Gainesville community.
Oh, wow. That's music to my ears. Just send me an email. I'll introduce you to some of the most wonderful community leaders. We already talked to my friend Mike Warren, who's one of the big investors up there, very involved with the University of Florida Center for Real Estate Studies. But I'll get you involved. I'll introduce you to all the foundation folks, all the community leaders I know. Because, Larry, if there's one thing I know, it's Warren Henry gives back to the community. And since we're saying that, why don't you talk about your next community give back event?
Let's see, what do we have coming? Well, you know, typically when we do our events, we always try to do a charity tie-in. So for our grand opening, we will have a charity tie-in. But we are planning our next Cars Cause charity event for the summer, where typically we either work with Toys for Tots or Wounded Warriors.
That sounds great.
Summer will probably be for Wounded Warriors. You know, other than that, we've got all sorts of local events in the communities within golf tournaments, sponsoring local religious institutions as well. We try to be as involved as we can.
So, Larry, one of the things that I've always appreciated about Warren Henry is the ability, one of the things you give back to our community is jobs, but not even jobs, you give people careers. Tell me a little bit about the type of person that you look for to work with you as part of the family.
Well, actually, we like to do something a little bit different. We don't look for people with automotive experience. We look for people with non-automotive experience. So we could have you join our team, and we teach you great habits.
Yeah, but not only that, you give people the ability to earn a great career, get health care, and drive a nice car, too.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, look, we give a great opportunity. Of course, it's always in the hands of the person on what they're going to make of it, but we like to think that we've got some great opportunities available for people to grow with us. You look at our average tenure as a company, and it's over 13 years, and that's actually lower because of some unfortunate passings that we've had and retirement.
Wow. Listen, Larry, one last thing, because we're running up against it. Wanda, how much time do we have left?
All the time in the world.
Oh, I know that, but how much time in this segment, Wanda?
I'd say 2 minutes or so.
Oh, beautiful. So, Larry, if people want to find you, get a hold of you, how do they do that? You're all over the internet, Instagram, all that good stuff.
Well, on all the social media sites, our tag is Warren Henry Auto. And if you'd like to reach us by phone, it's 305 690-6006 or www.warrenhenryauto.com.
Now, Larry, I started it off, and I'm going to end it off. We're going to the baseball game. We're going to go to opening day. Give me your thoughts on what you think about the Marlins in the season coming up.
You know, I'm excited about the coaching staff. I'm excited about the young players that we have. You know, I'm always very excited about the season before it starts. Hopefully that'll continue after it starts.
Well, I think that's because you always have a positive attitude. You bring that along to the show. You bring that along to the people that are on your team. They project it to the community. And I think that all of that positive energy is what makes Warren Henry special. And it all starts with, I'm going to say it this way, Warren, who, well, I guess really Dave, who passed it on to Warren, who passed it on to you. And I'm telling you, Larry, I'm going to keep on you. I want to get all three in here one day.
Yeah, we'd love that. We'd love that. And, you know, as always, Jim, we appreciate you being part of the family.
Oh, my gosh. This is where I start crying. So, Wanda, I got to toss it to you before I get all gooey on the show. Hey, Larry, thanks so much for having fun.